Hallelujah. The earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. I welcome you to this month of above only existence by the power of praise. I am not going to talk too long, and then we'll go into the practical. Hallelujah. Quickly, Psalm 67 and in verse 5. Let's start from verse 3. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody say aloud, amen. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. It is the blessing of praise, part two. The blessing of praise. We saw at the beginning of this in the first service that the praise of God is one of the most guaranteed ways to the blessing. The praise of God is one of the surest ways, surest highways to the blessing of God. The praise of God. And we looked at scripture. And we saw that some of the most blessed people in scripture experienced the blessing at the frequency of praise. We saw the example of Abraham and the example of David in the Old Testament. In this service, we shall see the example of a man called Solomon, the man called Solomon. Many people don't have an understanding of Solomon's life of praise or worship or songs because we got to hear about his life of marriage of many wives. So, him being a praiser and a worshiper, God swallowed in that character of his later years. But Solomon was such a lover of worship and a lover of songs until a whole book of the Bible is songs of Solomon. And in 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 32, the Bible spoke to us about the songs that Solomon, the Bible said, and he spake 3,000 proverbs. And his songs were 1,005. 1,005 songs Solomon wrote. Some were songs of his relationships and songs of his love affair with God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and in verse 8 to verse 10, we also see Solomon said, I gathered me also silver and gold. And the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments and that of all sorts. So I was great and I increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. Musical equipments, all manner of things, all manner of equipments. And then we see the blessing at the end. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. There was nothing Solomon wanted that he did not have. Why? At the frequency of praise. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23 to 24, we saw the outcome of the blessing of Solomon. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and garments and armor and spices and horses and mules, a rate year by year. Your worship attracts your worth. Worth, worship is actually worth-ship. Worth, worth-ship. Your worth is located in your worship. Your portion is located in your praise. Your worship contains your worth. Your praise contains your portion. Very, very important. Everything you are looking for from God, everything you are trusting God for, is summarizable by your worship. That was Moses. That was Solomon. You proceed from Solomon and you go to the New Testament, you look at the man called Paul the Apostle. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18, Paul the Apostle speaking said, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord." That was his life. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 18. "In everything, in all things, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." That was the life of Paul the Apostle. You proceed to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And then you see Paul again saying, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say unto you, rejoice." Live in the climate of rejoicing. It's like David who said in Psalm 34 and in verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If I rejoice in the Lord always, what will be my experience? Philippians 4:4. Philippians 4:4. Before you quote Philippians 4:13, start from Philippians 4:4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." And then 4:13. "I can do all things when I have rejoiced in the Lord always. And I have rejoiced very well in the Lord. I can do all things. I am equal to every emergency. I can handle every challenge. I am connected to all possibilities." Hey! I can do all things. I can do all things. I am equal to everything. I am connected to all possibilities through Christ who strengthened me. Then I continue to 4:19. "But my God shall supply." All of this started with rejoicing in the Lord. Started with rejoicing in the Lord. Is there somebody who is rejoicing in the Lord even for 30 seconds? Give the Lord a big shout of joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Then you can do all things through Christ that strengthened you. Then you can do all things. Then my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Shout the Lord and say amen. Whenever the devil wants to fight your strength, he fights your praise. The devil cannot do anything about your strength until he has tempered with your praise, with your joy. He can't even do anything about your supply until he has tempered with your joy. Because he said, let the people praise thee. Then shall the earth surrender his increase. Somebody get ready. I have a prophetic word to offer. For somebody who will take the assignment of this month serious. This month, you will see supplies in your life like you haven't seen before. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Any of the gallery, shout the loudest, amen. A louder believers, amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat, somebody. Now, why? Very, very quickly. Why is praise such a door of the blessing? That's notice right there. Jalingo side by side with Maiduguri. Yes, the Lord will bless you all the way there. In the name of Jesus. Why is praise such a blessing? Such a highway to the blessing? Number one, praise is the fulfillment of our purpose for existence. We say that in the first service. Isaiah 43:21 said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. When you are praising God, you are fulfilling the reason why you were born. And if you fulfill assignment, you won't lack consignment. If you fulfill your assignment, it is tied to your fulfillment. Our assignment for life is praise. Secondly, we said, praise directly addresses the need of God. Does God have need? Whosoever offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, Psalm 50 verse 23, will I show the salvation of the Lord. We saw in John chapter 4, and in verse 23 and 24, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. In that service we said, when you are praying, you are looking for God. When you are worshiping, God begins to look for you. The Father seeketh. The Father seeketh such. That is why the lifestyle of praise and worship turns you into such a blessing. Because God is looking for you in your praise. Now we address those two in the first service. Now, two more, and that leads us to point number three or one in this service. Praise is the fulfillment of the purpose of redemption in our lives. That's number three. Praise is the fulfillment of the purpose of redemption for our lives. How do I say so? 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Eloquently presents it. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That is, I chose you, turned you into a king and a priest, made you holy, redeemed you. For what purpose? That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. One reason why you are born again is to bring God praise. One reason why you are saved is to ensure that the God who called you out of darkness into his light, you show forth his praise. Praise is a fulfillment of the purpose of redemption for our lives. I called you. Now, and don't misunderstand me, there are many reasons why God saved us, to live for him, to fellowship with him, and to ensure that we escape the tragedies of eternal hell. But beyond that, his word said, I called you out of darkness so you can show forth my praise. And when we come to how to show forth his praise, I'll tell you about that shortly. But this is one reason. Finally, praise attracts the presence of God. God is drawn to the praiser. That is one reason why praise guarantees the blessing. Praise attracts the presence of God. That is, God is drawn to the praiser. He is drawn to the worshiper. And the truth is, anywhere God is found, the blessing is found. In Psalm 89 verse 15, the Bible says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. That's Psalm 22 verse 3. That's Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. They shall walk in the light of thy countenance. They shall walk in the light of thy countenance if they know the joyful sound. When you are a worshiper, you are a divine presence carrier. And the presence of God is the presence of good. You saw that at creation. And God said, let there be, and there was. And God saw everything that it was good. The presence of God is the presence of good. And God blessed them. If God is present, the blessing can't be absent. And God blessed them. If God is present in your life, the blessing of God can't be absent from your life. In conclusion, or before the conclusion, what is the blessing of praise? Once I praise God, it's the same with what I said, except that I'll look at different scriptures. Number one, I just said it, is the blessing of his presence. When you praise God, you are blessed with his presence. Enter into his court gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 100 verse 4. And into his courts with praise. Is the blessing of his presence. Number two, is the blessing of supply. The praiser understands supernatural supplies. In John chapter 6, verse 9, verse 10. There is a lad here which has five loaves and two fishes. What is that among so many? And Jesus asked them, the lad, to sit down. Asked them, make the men to sit down. Now there was so much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. He took bread, he gave thanks, and he multiplied. Praise is a fertilizer for multiplication. Everything around the praiser multiplies. Praise is a fertilizer for multiplication. Multiplication of life. Multiplication of resources. Multiplication of destinies. Praise. That was why he said in Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 19. He said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. If they know how to give thanks, if they know how to make merry, I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they cannot be small. That is happening for somebody here. The blessing of his presence, the blessing of supply. Number three is the blessing of strength and health. When you know how to praise God, when you know how to worship him, you are blessed with strength and you are blessed with health. In Nehemiah chapter 10, the B part said, the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. When Isaiah prophesied to King Hezekiah that he should prepare his house and die because he was sick, he cried to God, he said, Lord, will the dead praise you? Will the grave celebrate you? Then God added 15 more years to his life. Praise, your worship of God is a guarantee of strength, health, and even life. Number four is the blessing of direction. The blessing of divine direction. There are times where you want to know what step to take, what move to make. Direction. Acts chapter 13 and in verse 2. While they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, minister to the Lord means worship, means praise. One translation said, while they were worshiping and fasting, the Holy Ghost said, you want to hear his voice. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 and 30. You shall have a song. And verse 30 said, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. In verse 29, you have a song. In verse 30, he causes his glorious voice to be heard. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You shall have a song. As in the night, when holy solemnity is kept. Gladness of heart. As when one goeth with a pipe to come into the holy to the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Somebody will hear God today, say amen. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. And number five is the blessing of preservation. The blessing of preservation. The blessing of preservation and victory is the portion of the praiser. The blessing of preservation. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 32 and in verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8, it said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. Look at verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Why? Because thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. The songs that surround your life is your preservation. The songs, the worship, the praise that surrounds your life is your deliverance from trouble. Somebody say amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. The song that the choir sang just now. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there. You are always there for me. Even when I can't see you. Even when I cannot trace you. I still have faith in your word. That you are always there for me. You see that our sister was singing that song in the thick bush. Biniore. Forest. In the midst of kidnappers' camp. Whole vehicle kidnapped. All in the middle of the bush. Sat down. Bowed her head. I have put my trust in you. I have put my faith in your word. No matter what comes my way, I shall never be afraid. There is nothing in this world that can take your place in my life. For I know you are always there to help me in the end. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trust you, I still have faith in your word that you are always there for me. And she sank in the midst of trouble. Thou wilt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Thou wilt preserve me from trouble. Finish singing. And she was sitting on the ground again. But now not in that place. She was sitting on the ground. Beside military checkpoint. On the highway. She has been transported, translocated, transspirited by Philippian Airways
You know Philippian Airways?
The one that Philip traveled by, where he appeared and disappeared at will. Soldiers said, "Where are you coming from? What's happening? Who is this?"
"Oh, this is my story. I just was in the camp of kidnappers just now. But here am I." We arranged her way forward. Gave her a place to sleep. She continued her journey the next day to Lagos. God is real. We have heard of deliverance after deliverance after deliverance. Pia is there. I told you I want to see her, right? Get in touch with her. Let me see. That same sister. I declare today, you are my life. You are my life. You are my life. You are my life. And when I'm running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. You are my life. You are my life. You are my life. You are my life. And when I am running out of Mashabadana, I know you will breathe for me. You are my life. You are my life. Sing, you are my life. You are my life. And when I am running out of breath, you are my life. You are my life. And when I am running out of breath, I know that you you will breathe on me. You are my life. And you are my life.
Take your seat for a minute.
You will breathe on me.
And you are my
love. You are my love.
Listen to this. What kind of praise does God expect me to offer? What is our praise about? Number one, you praise and glorify Him with your life, your character. A situation where people will look at you and will honor God. Not look at you and dishonor God. Not reproach God, not reproach church because of your life. We already read Isaiah 43:21. Your highest praise is your lifestyle. Your highest praise is your character. Your highest praise is your lifestyle. Your highest praise is your character. Number two, you praise and glorify Him with your song. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 2. And this has nothing to do with a singing voice. It all has to do with a grateful heart. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. With singing. With your song. Number three, you praise and glorify Him with your thanks, with your testimony, your thanks. Don't let God do it and you sit on it. Don't allow God to do it and you behave like nothing happened. Psalm 100 verse and 5 verse 1 and 2. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make His deeds known among the people." Make known His deeds. Don't let Him do it and you don't make it known among the people. And He said, "Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works." It's part of your praise. Praise Him and glorify Him with your thanks. And number four, praise Him and glorify Him with your resources. With your resources. With what you have. In Genesis chapter 22 and in verse 6, when Abraham was going to offer Isaac, he called that worship. "Me and the lad, we are going up." Verse 5. "We are going to worship and come back." Your sacrifice is a department of your worship. Your giving. There are people who can do everything for God. They can fast, but not, it doesn't touch their resources. Anywhere your heart is, there your resources go. See how a man abandons his wife and is spending money on a strange woman because his heart is there. See how a person spends almost a fortune on cocaine because his heart is there. You know where a man's heart is by where his money goes. If your heart is with God and your worship is with God, nobody begs you. Nobody begs you. Nobody begs you. Hallelujah. I welcome you today. Someone will move from here today with a dimension of divine presence that you have not known before. Somebody who is stranded for supplies. You've given your offerings and paid your tithes and all of that, and yet it looks like what is not is not is what is yours is not coming. I decree that the earth shall come under pressure to release what is yours. Right now, anybody whose strength is failing, health is failing you. My wife said, "There is a way to know where I am per time. Where I am per time. That is, if you want, whether I'm in the house or anywhere, you want to trace where I am. Just follow where the sound is coming from. Whether it's the sound of worship or the sound of tonguing. Just follow the sound. And if I'm coming home, I have a Bluetooth speaker and the worship is playing, I'm holding it. You say, oh, I know you are coming. So you preach morning, morning, evening, morning, evening, morning for a whole week. And you are not tired. And the people who heard you are more tired. And you did midnight prayer every day. And then Saturday evening you went out for evangelism again. Prevented from doing the full blast evangelism by the rain of yesterday night. Service schedule continues today. Continues through the week in Canada. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anybody here whose strength is failing you, your health is failing you, I declare it is over. It is over, it is over, it is over, it is over. It is over. And anyone trusting for direction, I see the release of direction right now. Everyone trusting for direction, direction is released. And beyond this, no devil will cut you short before your time. Victory is yours. For the next 8 minutes, for a new beginning, we take so much time in the testimony. 8 minutes, eight starts for a new beginning. Give God aggressive praise. The way you will praise God when you finally hear that all those who vowed that over their dead body before you become who God wants you to become have finally been laid to rest. The way you will celebrate and praise God when that diagnosis is canceled after 21 years of no child. Embargo is lifted. Do that praise right now. And I want to let you know that the aisle is free. Measure of the front is free. And if there's anybody who is too gentle near you, you can excuse yourself. Because what brought us to church differs. Right? Some people came to show their new cloth. Some people came to show their new cloth. Some people came to connect some friends and exchange some business card. You don't know that people, what probably, some people came to sell what they, sell something. You see plenty of them outside. I was telling some of them the other day, say, it's a tragedy for you to be near church and you don't enter the church. And all that brought you is to sell market. It's a tragedy, it's a disaster. You just finish your life's journey and you don't know God near church and ended in hell. Amen. So, what brought people to church differ? Somebody else came passionately to seek God, to hear what is being preached and to practice it. Do I have any of them like that here today? Passionately to seek God. And your life is changing right now. For the next 8 minutes is a new beginning. If you have a testimony that you have not yet shared, maybe one of our officers can pick that for you. But help me shake the hands of 7 people. Tell them, praise your way to your next level. Let's go. Woo! Somebody shout! Hey! My Lord has the key of day. He opens and not getting shut. Hey! He has opened the door. No man can touch it. Let me use it now. My door has a key of day. He opened it. He opened the door. Hey. My door has. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Father, we give you the praise.
And you deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we praise your name, holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift, I'll to pray.
Sing, you are great. You are great. You do miracles.
So great.
There is no one else.
No one else like you.
Releasing things for people. Somebody's right eye that is not clear, is not seeing at all. God is healed it right now. Right shoulder is healed and the lower waist condition is healed by the power of God. Knees are also healed. But lift your hands high. What God has in store for you today, the visitation, the release of His presence The release of supernatural supplies, the release of favor is happening to you right now. But I say in the name of Jesus, I scream, I receive. And place your hands on yourself and receive. Lift your hands high. Receive now what Jehovah has. And how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All who see us. Hey, fire. How great is our God. How great is our God. I will receive right now. Father, what you have sent and brought for your sons and daughters, let it drop. Let the blessings drop. Let the gifts drop. Let the releases drop. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, you scream and receive. And lift your hand and yourself and receive. Right now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Precious name.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.